Here in Indy with Jets GM Mike Maccagnan. Well, first things first, a couple transactions today. Matt Forte announced his retirement. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, I talked to Matt about that a few days ago, so I knew it was coming. It's a little sad. You know, I think I scouted Matt coming out of college many years ago. He's obviously had a very prolific career in Chicago, and we had a chance to add him to our organization. We're quite happy about that. I'm going to miss him from a playing standpoint, but more importantly, I'm going to miss him from kind of his personality in the building. I think he did a really good job with some of the younger players in our building. I think he was kind of an excellent example, but also just a really consummate pro. And really, when I think of Matt, I almost think of, like, you know, and how physically he played and how many years and all that. And again, being a running back and the wear and tear you have, just more of a warrior mentality. So, I mean, I think, you know, again, if we're fortunate enough to draft another player like Matt Forte or some of his caliber, we would be doing very well.
What went into the release of Muhammad Wilkerson? One thing that just stood out to me when you were speaking to the media is you structured the contract so you did have a two-year window.
A lot of these contracts, when you sign a player, there's expectations, and it's more from a production standpoint, and that's kind of the business part of what we do. So really, when you think back to when we signed Muhammad off the 2015 season, you know, there's a certain level of production he had, and then going forward, you know, it comes down to how we have to allocate our resources. So, you know, Muhammad's a good football player. He still has good football left in him. It's just a situation where from a cost standpoint, it wasn't a contract we could carry. We had to almost reallocate our resources. Yeah, he's going to play in the league for a long time, and we wish him well.
One thing you said, Mike, at the start of this season was all options are on the table at the quarterback position. Would you reiterate that stance now, just a couple weeks before free agency? And Todd Bowles said today that you guys as an organization, you just don't have plan A. You got plan A, B, C, and D.
When you look at any position, and if you can obviously ask me about the quarterback, there's pro free agency in the college draft. Obviously, pro free agency comes first, so that will, you know, there's options potentially in pro free agency, assuming they make it to the market. We'll see how that plays itself out, and of course, you have the college draft, so there's definitely, you know, different options that are on the table, and we'll see how it plays out going forward. But it's definitely a position, you know, we're very interested to see what happens in pro free agency in the college draft.
Do you like the way you're structured financially, not only for this year, but going forward? Because you look at your cap numbers, you got the most money next year as well, and you can add a lot of pieces here in free agency while sticking to your plan of building through the draft.
We made a lot of tough decisions last year to kind of set the roster up for this particular season in this way. We're going to be, you know, we have a lot of cap space to work with this year, but, you know, we also have the ability going forward to have a lot of cap space going forward too. So, you know, I think really from our standpoint, you know, we're going to try to focus on making decisions that not only help the team both this coming season, but the season beyond it, and, you know, staying within the vision we have for this team, which is to ideally build a young core, players, augmented by like a good group of veterans, and then to be, you know, consistently competitive for the playoffs on a yearly basis. So, last year we you know, we'd made a lot of moves and we did a lot of things, but we're kind of excited to see what we can do now with the cap space we have going forward.
Can you talk about the pace of free agency? One thing you mentioned was it happens very quickly, and it's just around the corner now. March 14th isn't too far away.
It's kind of an exciting time, but it is. It's one of those ones where, you know, you have to have a lot of contingency plans because it does move very quickly. But there's definitely going to be players in certain markets we're going to be in. But we're going to be very aggressive to try to identify. You know, we've already identified the players we want. We already have our own free agents that we're going to try to re-sign also. But it's going to be quite fast. And as the market sort of plays itself out, we'll see where the players are valued at when the contracts come in at. And we're going to try to do things, hopefully, to help build this team, you know, with a good foundation going forward.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much.